White House spokesman Tony Snow says the evidence is sound.
There's evidence that there's been some weaponry coming across the border into Iraq, and it's being used to kill Americans.
Military officials made the evidence public in a closed-door briefing for reporters in Baghdad. Snow says the latest disclosure is in line with concerns voiced by President Bush that Iran may be trying to instigate violence in Iraq. He says the United States is releasing the evidence because it is determined to protect its troops and not to make the case for possible military action against Iran.
I don't know how much clearer we can be. We're not getting ready for war on Iran, but what we are doing is we're protecting our own people. And we're going to do it. And we've made it clear that is going to be a priority.
Snow notes that military investigators found serial numbers on weapons indicating they are of Iranian origin. They include the armor-busting roadside bombs that have claimed the lives of more than 170 coalition troops. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was asked about the evidence during an interview aired on American television. He told ABC's Good Morning America that the United States is trying to shift the blame for the lack of security in Iraq, adding peace will only come when the Americans leave Iraq. He spoke through an interpreter.
We shy away from any kind of conflict, any kind of bloodshed, and we will be sad by such news. We're opposed to any kind of conflict or bloodshed. And as we have said repeatedly, we think that the world problems can be solved through dialogue, through the use of logic and a sense of friendship. There is no need for the use of force.
When asked about Iran's desire for peace, White House spokesman Snow had a quick response.
Well, it's got funny ways of showing it. You know, we think the Iranians, if they want to promote peace, they need to stop funding Hezbollah. They need to stop funding terrorist organizations around the world.
Snow said America would love for the Iranians to be a force for peace in the region and is waiting to see if President Ahmadinejad's words are followed by action. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。